You know, that reminds me, long, long ago, I should think in 1924 or 25, and Baba, 25, that's right, Baba was talking, and all of a sudden he says that all these worldly people who pray to God are fools, he says. I wouldn't use a corrosive word which Baba did not use, but he did say they were fools. He says, you know why? Well, all of a sudden he just says that all these people are fools. He just looked at his face. Hey, do you know these people pray to God? And at the end of the prayers, they raise up their hand in supplication, and one says, oh God, give me wealth. The second one says, oh God, give me good health. The third one says something, give me a child or something, something, something. He says, these people are fools. Why, you know? Does God need to be told what you want? Does God not know what you want? Should he be told what you want? God knows everything. You just pray to him. Don't ask of him. He is there. He is benevolent one. So, this was very, very, very many years ago. And Baba, in one of his moods, asks somebody to pray. I was looking after the work, building work of Mehrazad, and he used to constantly shuttle between Mehrabad and Mehrazad. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning. Baba was in a lovely mood, but he told somebody to pray to God. I was about to leave for Nagar on an errand. I also stood at attention and attended the prayers and whatnot. This was during the new lifetime, when Baba wouldn't allow himself to be addressed as a perfect master. He says, I am a slave now, I am a servant. So if I make a mistake and let my ego get the upper hand, saying that I am the master, just haul me up. Don't let me say that. I am the servant now. I am going through this phase. So the prayer was going on. And at the same time, Baba always, whenever he used to make a mention about the spiritual points, he would say that I had read in Hafiz, I had read in a particular book, or I heard from a perfect master about God, this is this, this is this. That is, he wouldn't mention himself. He would avoid mentioning himself, although he would say it himself. So these prayers were going on, and the tickle bug in me got better of me. After the prayers were over, I used Baba's own words, and I said, Baba, years ago a perfect man told me that there is no need to pray to God and ask for his favors. I don't see any necessity of praying to God at all. He knows everything. He knows what we want. You know what Baba answers me? He says, you're right. But our God is such that he's got to be roused up to listen to our prayers. Otherwise, they would go unheeded. I said, Baba, I'm going to Nagar. All right, go on, get out. Go on, do this job, finish the job. Leave alone God's work. How did we follow Baba's orders? I'll give you an anecdote, a story. 1937, Baba comes from Dehradun up north on the hill. There was no tomb built then, but there was a stone room there with a tin roof. And everything around about this place till then was built of bamboo matting and tin roofs and posts to be dismantled or built in a jiffy. Frankly, I was tired myself that there is no permanence here in Mehrabad. So Baba comes one day and says that, Padri, I want one room built for myself. Yes, Baba. Where do you want it? He was on the hill. We were on the hill with him. He says, I want it here, where the cabin stands now. How big do you want? He just points out with his pants. I want that big, this big. All right, Baba. Would it be, what about, say, 15 by 15 enough for you? Something like that. He says, yes. Go ahead, you build it. Go on. I want just one room to sleep in or to go in seclusion. I don't want it for the whole day. He was in a very, very good mood. So I took advantage of it and told him and treated him. Look, Baba, we have built and broken down many houses of this bamboo matting and tin sheds. At least give me a chance to build one room for you in brick and mortar and make it a permanent job. Oh, Baba opens up and says, by heavens, Padri, you're right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Build one. I give you full permission. The sky is the limit. Go ahead. Oh, I became jubilant too, that for once in the lifetime, Baba has given me permission to build something permanent. All right, we check it, chalk it out, and start the work. I start the work, that is, the foundation was being dug, and all the progress of the work was going on, and well, at that time also he asked that, how many days will it take to build a room? I said, 3 months. I stretched my limit. I wanted more time. I did want to build it good. He said, 3 months? Yes, Baba. Now, Baba, look, you have given me the time. The sky is the limit. Now, don't ask me the time. He said, no, go ahead. You can have your 3 months. Go ahead. I'm not arguing anything. I'm not telling you anything. Go ahead. So I start the work. The foundation has started coming up now after a number of days. All of a sudden, one day he comes. Padri, your progress that much only? Yes, Baba. The progress is very fine. How many days have you united? Say about 15 days. How many days left now? Now look, Baba, you have given me 3 months. You only ask me after 3 months whether the room is ready or not. Please, will you please let me build at least one thing, one job? Oh, no. I am not trying to deviate from that point, but I would rather like to know how many days it's going to take. Well, you have given me still 2.5 months to go, and your room will be ready by 2.5 months. All right. No arguments. Go ahead. You have your 2.5 months, but make it a good job, huh? Yes, Baba, I'll make it a good job. 2 or 3 days later, he comes again. He says, Padri, your work is very slow. And 3 months is a very long time. Can't you make it 2 months? I again plead with him, please, Baba, let me build it room. Let me build it good and proper. No, go ahead. Build it good and proper. I'm not saying about anything about that. But can you build it in 2 months?
I
2 months. From 3 months, he has come to 2 months. I immediately saw that now he is cutting down my time limit. Even then, 2 months is not a short while. I thought that I could meet the deadline. It wasn't a big room. So I said, all right, Baba, I can do it in 2 months. Very good, Padre, very good. Make it a good job of it, huh? Yes, Baba, I'll make it a good job. I want to make it a good... Yes, 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 of course. I also wanted a good job. Go ahead. Don't worry about the expenses. No, Baba. After about 15 days, he comes back. Padre, only 1 month left. Yes, Baba. Only the plinth had come up, mind you, as is now. And he says, now, Padre, look, I want to sit down in seclusion. Can you build this room in 8 days? Finished. From 3 months, he came to 2 months, and from 2 months to he came down to a week. Well, I gave it up. I knew. I understood now that he wants a room quick. I said, all right, Baba. But you promised me that I should build this room good and proper. Yes, I'm not saying about anything about that, but make it in 8 days. Baba, look, it's impossible to build a masonry work in 8 days. He makes a wry face and he says, look, I want to sit down in 1 week in this room. It's very important for me. The point here comes. Obedience to the master. Had I built a room of marble in 1 year, it would have been of no value at all. But, according to his wishes, had I built one room to give him during the stipulated time, that is the value. The value lies in his word and the time. The master has also got a time to do a job. We do not know. So, I give up. Baba tells me to finish the job in 1 week. So what's the recourse then? Only thing, build in wood. So I go to Nagar, get wood, and get about 3 to 4 carpenters and rig it up within 1 week. And Baba does not wait for the 7th day to set. But at about 5 or 6 o'clock, when the last nail is driven home, he gets into the room and he says, yes, you have done the job. The point again here is, which I would like to emphasize, it's the value of time and not the value of the building, the value of Baba's word. Value of carrying out Baba's orders. The building may have value later on, but then it behoved me to finish the job during the stipulated time whenever he wanted it. It would have been of no value at all had I not done the job. He wouldn't have entered the room at all. That room would have had no value at all had I not finished the job within 1 week. Never mind. Build it of bamboos, but give me a room. The point is, give me a room. Never mind of bamboos, tin shed, anything. I want a room. ROOM, room, anything. The then room that was finished has the value even yet. And you see it as a cabin where the stretcher is. In that room, he just went, as I said, exactly on the 7th day after the last nail was driven home. It was ready. Well, some touches were to be given here and there, but it was all right for him. He got into it. And he had a seclusion there. There is a picture of it with a dog, Chum, before him. He is sitting on the steps. And that was that. Following the master, you should know what he wants. The value lies in the time, in our own act, not in the thing at all. No, had I built a big edifice, a marble edifice, it would have had no value. The value lies, its value lies today in being built when Baba wanted it. That's the value. That's the value of the word of the master. You got to keep his wish. Not my wish, not our wishes. That's how you follow the master. So, you know what he wished. Why question me? He has given everything in his books. You see that? They are not dead. You follow that. No questions asked.